Jangan lewatkan yang satu ini. Info film dari VOA Washington bersama Arif Budiman.
You know, there is something about a tangle of strangers pressed together for days with nothing in common but the need to go from one place to another and never see each other again.
Murder on the Orient Express memang tidak mencetak prestasi mencengangkan di box office. Namun film hasil adaptasi dari novel terkenal karya Agatha Christie ini menuai banyak pujian kritikus film dan membukukan penjualan tiket yang tidak mengecewakan untuk jenis drama misteri. Tak mengherankan bila kemudian para pembuat film ini berambisi untuk mengangkat kisah-kisah fiksi menarik yang dihadirkan Christie dalam novel-novel lainnya.
Who are you?
My name is Hercule Poirot. And I am probably the greatest detective in the world.
Media-media di Hollywood memberitakan Kenneth Branagh, sutradara sekaligus pemeran detektif bernama Hercule Poirot, sedang bersiap mengangkat petualangan Poirot berikutnya ke layar lebar. Dan kalau Anda mencermati akhir film A Murder on the Orient Express dan kebetulan penggemar novel-novel Christie, Anda tahu jawabannya. Ya, petualangan detektif itu berikutnya di layar lebar adalah Death on the Nile. Petunjuknya, di akhir film Murder on the Orient Express digambarkan, Poirot bergegas ke Kairo, Mesir karena diminta menyelidiki pembunuhan di kawasan Sungai Nil. Kepada sejumlah media di Hollywood, Branagh mengatakan ia memang berambisi untuk kembali memerankan detektif pintar itu. Dan seperti Murder on the Orient Express, Death on the Nile kemungkinan juga akan menghadirkan sejumlah nama besar di Hollywood.
It was a great deal of fun. It was a challenge to, because you know, you've been on the Orient Express, the corridors are narrow, getting everybody on there, sitting them down, etc., etc. It's a confined space, but that's what makes for the drama. The actors themselves, I think, loved being in the same scene together, and they were ready to, you know, join in with a, hey, you got to remember your line there, you got to be quick here, don't miss the camera there. The event of the shot with shots like that was something that they really brought a kind of excitement to. So for me, it was a thrill. A little nerve-wracking in advance, but it was a thrill to do.
Branagh mengaku, keputusannya untuk menjadi sutradara sekaligus aktor di film itu sebetulnya lebih karena keinginannya.
Both kind of came together. It was a conversation about doing it where in a show where Poirot is like the director. You know, I'm looking at actors for performance, but I mean, I might as well be Poirot working out whether they're telling the truth.
Menurut rencana, naskah Dead on the Nile masih akan digarap Michael Green, yang juga menulis naskah Murder on the Orient Express. Pada media, Branagh berharap, film-film yang diadaptasi dari karya-karya Agatha Christie kelak akan menghadirkan tontonan yang menarik dan mengundang keingintahuan. Sebagai catatan, Hercule Poirot adalah pemeran utama di lebih dari 80 kisah yang ditulis mendiang Agatha Christie, termasuk novel, cerita pendek, dan drama panggung. Bukan tidak mungkin beberapa di antara kisah itu akan diadaptasi ke layar lebar.
Well, he was in perfectly good health. He had his enemies.
Indeed, he was murdered.
God, murder here. God rest his soul.
Someone was rummaging around my cabin in the middle of the night. No one would listen to me.
Belum jelas bagaimana Death on the Nile akan diadaptasi, dan belum jelas pula siapa-siapa aktor yang akan ikut terlibat dalam film itu. Murder on the Orient Express dibintangi Daisy Ridley, Judi Dench, Penelope Cruz, Leslie Odom Jr., Willem Dafoe, Michelle Pfeiffer, Josh Gad, dan Johnny Depp. Arif Budiman, VOA Washington.
I see evil on this train.